We're joined by head coach Bill Podorf over at Pattonsburg. The Panther record, double check it here against the schedule. It is at 12 in the win column, 5 in the loss column. That's not too shabby. Pattonsburg is in the late game at Gilman City on semifinal Thursday night. They will take on either St. Joseph Christian or North Harrison. More than likely, Christian, they're the 2 seed. North Harrison is the 7 seed. They meet tonight at 8:15. Checking the scoreboard here last night, it was Pattonsburg 68, Union Star 37. Good victory for you, Coach. What went well last night for the Panthers?
Well, we played well early. Got out to 21-8 first quarter score. Got some young kids in. We got in a little foul trouble, which is not usually what we do in the first half, but we had to play some or 6, 7, 8 guys, and they gave us some good minutes.
In GRC play last week, you got tested twice. That you know, it's certainly in the game last Tuesday is the one I was looking at the conference. I even said that to me, that's the most significant result in the conference. You get a 1-point victory at King City, and then you back it up with a 9-point victory against Worth County at your place on Friday. That's a really good week for the Panthers.
It really was. King City, we did what we've been doing. We get a good lead at halftime, and even in the third quarter, going into the fourth, we were ahead by 11 points, and then we just kind of slowed down a little bit, I guess we can't slow it down much. And then about 3 minutes left, our point guard, Gage Eddings, got hurt and had to sit a little bit with an ankle injury, but we figured out a way to win at the end, so that was good for us.
If I look back at just conference play, and we talked about this a couple weeks ago, but you were pretty competitive in a really tough two-game stretch back in early January at St. Joe Christian at North Andrew. Now, you went 0-2 in those two contests. Coming out of those games, Coach, did your team kind of get that feeling that no matter who we play in this division or this conference, that we can play with them and we feel like we can beat anybody in the conference on any given night?
Well, this group of boys have felt that like that before the season even started. They thought it would be fine and whatever we do would be good, but the St. Joe Christian kind of sticks with us a little bit. They're ahead by 16 with 4 minutes to go and can't finish the game off. But in the North Andrew game, the first half didn't play good, but we competed well in the second half. So if we just come out and play like we normally do, we can play with anybody in the GRC West, we feel like.
That, you know, I know I talk about this sort of thing with coaches all the time, and yeah, at the time it's not fun when you blow a 16-point lead like you did at St. Joe Christian and lose. At the end of the day, you get about a month away from that where the sting of that loss isn't quite there. That could be the best thing for your boys because they're not going to overlook anything when they have a big lead late.
No, they're not. We talk about that. I keep reminding them with my sarcastic personality, reminding them of that all the time, that they can't let up on anybody. They're not good enough to beat anybody bad. But they've been playing a lot better. And, last Friday against Worth County here at home was court warming night, so you never know what you're going to get. But Worth County brings in one of the better kids in the area, the Tyler New, and we had a work cut out for him, but I thought we did a pretty good job defensively on him that night.
I'm kind of putting two and two together, Coach, because we're kind of reminiscing on that St. Joseph Christian game that you talked about a couple weeks ago, and I'm sitting there looking at it going, there's a pretty good chance you see the Lions on Thursday night. Did the boys have a little payback on their mind?
Well, we'll see, you know, how St. Joe Christian does tonight against North Harrison, but the boys have been circling this one. If we, you know, after last night of getting a victory against Union Star, they're kind of looking forward to it again because we both kind of play the same style up and down the court and try to see how many points we can score. And so that could be pretty entertaining.
I'm going to try to get to Gilman City at some point this week. I might be there Thursday because I'm looking at, you know, we talked about this last week, but when you look at just the top seeds in this tournament with you sitting at a 3, if the top seeds win out and you get 1 against 4 and 2 against 3 on Thursday night, the matchups are going to be really good. I think there's a really balanced competitive tournament over at Gilman this year.
There is on the top side of it and even on the back side of it. Everybody kind of matches up well and there's a lot of parity. And I've been talking with Superintendent Roger Alley over there, and we've kind of talked about it for a couple of weeks, how some of these games are balanced out and be pretty good the further we get down into the tournament.
Whatever happens Thursday, Pattonsburg is guaranteed of playing Saturday. They want to play at 4:30. That's the championship game tip. Third place would be at 1:30 Saturday. Before I let you go, Coach, you got Stanberry at your place a week from today. We'll talk about it next week more, but your early thoughts on Stanberry at Pattonsburg?
Well, I mean, they don't have as many wins as Stanberry program usually does, but they're very well coached, and he'll have them ready to play, and that's senior night here, and we're looking for a pretty excited night.
I know this is a couple weeks down the road, and I don't know if I know the answer to this. Where are the crossover games for the GRC here on the 11th?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm not even sure myself.
We're going to have to find that out sometime.
I've been just kind of watching the who we might play and trying to figure that out, but that's all I've been paying attention to.
Yeah, I'm looking at your schedule, and I believe it's somewhere in the GRC West this year. I guess I should know that, and I don't, so I'll find that out in the next couple of weeks, but that's February the 11th for those crossover games in the Grand River Conference. Coach, best of luck Thursday against whomever you might play in the Gilman City Tournament. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thank you very much.